You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Bro. I told you.
Bro.
What did you tell me?
I told you.
Told me what?
If you come to Miami, you're not a true Miami. You're not a true South Floridian if you don't go to Flanagan's.
So am I a true South Floridian now?
You're on your way.
You're almost there.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we kind of teased this in last week's Mystery Crate, but we all went to Flanagan's. I'm still doing
Flanagan.
You can just
Flanagan.
We all went to Flanagan's.
A little deeper.
Flanagan.
That was great.
Well, Roy's really
Roy
good at it.
So this is by far his best impersonation.
I thought it was just though. I didn't see Roy.
Is the voiceover.
But you saw my voice move and you heard Roy.
You literally started right at the time. I was like, wow.
That was lip sync.
That was not me. That was Roy.
A little ADR for you.
So we went to Flanagan's. Mike and Hildy, they all set it up.
Legend.
Hildy ordered everything for us.
Got it comped.
I haven't listened back yet to the audio because Woody edited this, what you're about to hear, listeners, but what happened was we got to Flanagan's, we set things up for video and audio, sort of, and then we were waiting for everyone to get there, and the waitress came and said, let me know when we should put in the food ticket, it's going to take 40 minutes for the food to come out. And we were like, okay, we'll put it in now, we'll be ready in 40 minutes. 10 minutes later,
things start coming out.
Platters of food, one by one. First, we had 30 wings here, mild, 30 wings here, hot. Then we had the seafood dip, and then we had the fish dip. Then we had potato skins. Then we had
gullet wings.
Platter after platter of ribs.
The ribs.
Racks. We had rib rolls.
Racks
we had rack of ribs here, rack of ribs there. We had fries, more ribs, ribs, ribs. Just there was no room left on the table for how much food we had.
There was zero room on the table. Also pitchers of beer.
Yes.
Also pitchers of beer.
Yeah, yes. Which also shout out to Jen Pierce over at Flanagan's. She really is the one that took most care of us.
Thank you, Jen.
Flanagan's.
Jen. Thanks.
Yeah, that was an entirely comp meal.
So
from the fine people at Flanagan's.
Yeah, well, we owe them one. I mean, we have done a lot of, you know, good Flanagan's PR work over the years, so maybe we'll call it even, but we had a good time at Flanagan's, and we even had a special appearance by a very special guest. I think we already said
this. Spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
I think we might have said on last week's Mystery Crate who it was, but if we didn't,
don't worry
about
that.
Wait and see.
Don't worry about that.
There is a group, whenever you take a tour of the White House, you always feel like you've got that outside hope. And maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
I'll see the sitting president just hanging out in a recliner being like, what are you guys doing here? Yeah.
or like briskly walking to the West Wing.
Yeah.
Like on his way to
something
the Situation Room.
Happening.
Something important is happening. You just happen to be touring.
You've been on a field trip and being like, is that Ari Fleischer? Who knows? Maybe
that was what happened at Flanagan's. We're not going to spoil
Ari Fleischer
it.
Whoa.
We're not going to spoil it, but... Yeah.
But we had rock and rib rolls with Ari Fleischer.
We saw the equivalent of Miami's Ari Fleischer at Flanagan's.
Oh, by the way, welcome to Mystery Crate.
Yay!
Wow.
That's right.
Thanks, Roy.
No problem.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at DraftKings. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DAN. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. How about that? $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DAN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I just had a rock and rib roll, and just as good as I remember it.
So we had to stop recording for just a second. I mean, literally, it was less than 5 minutes.
Right.
Chris went to go get a power pack of some sort. And Roy has annihilated
Yes. I've never seen someone eat ribs that fast in my life. I tore it in my head, and by the time I looked back around, there were already two gone.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some field announcer work right now. Roy,
let's go down to the sidelines with Mike Ryan, standing by with a triumphant Roy.
Which I've never seen a sideline reporter do before.
burp before you start.
Normalize it.
Thank you, Chris. We are down here.
Normalize it.
Flanagan's in Coconut Grove, where Roy has gone through an entire half rack of ribs in just 3 minutes' time. Roy, you can see these ribs are bone dry. Can you talk to us a little bit about your technique?
Well, it helps when the meat falls off the bone. You can usually peel it off the bone and go right through them. I have finished half a rack in about, I would say, maybe less than 2 minutes.
Holy girl! We're discussing
Billy!
We're discussing Roy's rib eating technique.
You just missed Roy put down a half rack of ribs in literally 30 seconds.
Hey, it's Billy. Wow, Roy. There's nothing left on those bones.
Zero. Dolphin finger?
What is a dolphin finger?
It's a dolphin.
It's dolphin meat.
No, it's good. Not bottlenose.
You know what, Mike? I haven't gotten a dolphin finger yet. Let me grab one of those. Yeah.
Oh, wow. These ribs are really good.
I'm telling you.
It's good. Thank you, Papa Joe. I don't like it very much.
Really? You know, I like the dolphin finger.
You shut
I thought it was delicious.
I'm not a big fish person.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a rib roll, Billy?
I'm going to have. Where's your rib roll?
Right here. Right there, Billy. Grab it.
I'm going for the rib roll. Ranch. I'm going for my first rib roll as well.
Chris Whittingham, you got to dunk in some ranch, too, before.
Ooh, some ranch. Not for me, Clive.
Not for you, Clive?
No.
Okay.
Blue cheese guy, buddy?
Remember, you got the barbecue sauce right there.
What's in this?
So, wow. I'm glad you asked, Billy. Rib meat, shredded, cheese, onions, egg roll wrapper.
Not an onion guy.
PTSD.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it's not raw, it's cooked, so maybe that helps a little bit.
Maybe you shouldn't have told him.
Are onions ruined for you forever, Billy? Yeah? Wow.
I can't have onions anymore.
Ever.
Of any kind? Like, what if like they're like super caramelized?
What about like pico de gallo?
Super well done.
I mean, I can. It's not going to kill me, but I'd prefer not to.
Because the hot wings
Really hard to eat ribs with one hand.
Fall off the bone, though. You just peeled off the bone.
True.
You know what you're getting with the ribs, Billy. Really. So dig on in. I would like to compare your bones to see how you sack out.
There's no way. There's no way I clean them like that.
There's not even barbecue sauce on the bones.
These are so good.
Hot wings. Hot wings. Good.
Yeah, it's great.
I was wrong.
I've never had to eat finger food while holding a microphone.
That's hard, right?
Very difficult.
There's grease all over me.
Should I brought mic stands? I'm sorry.
We have so much food, there's not even
room. We don't have
room
on the table for the food. Half of our food's on a different table right now. What is the dip with the dolphin fingers?
It's tartar sauce.
Tartar.
Oh. Yeah.
Who hasn't had ribs yet that wants ribs?
I don't know how I'm going to negotiate ribs.
You don't have to
negotiate. Just say yes, Woody. Just say yes. Who sings that song, Billy? Who sings Just Say Yes?
Billy is going to town on some wings.
Starring Jim Carrey and
Billy,
Zooey Deschanel.
Would you like a potato skin?
Thank you.
Well, I'll finish this up. Oh, this is a little spicy for my liking.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Skip?
You
didn't make it out today.
Where is John Skipper?
I thought he was coming with you.
He was here today.
I thought he was coming with you.
No. Was I supposed to pick him up?
Yeah.
These ribs fall off the bone so easily that I just tried to pick one up and I just got a bone.
Look at this.
No
meat. You see the marrow inside. Okay? Delicious.
Hey, folks. I just want to introduce myself to Zoos. I didn't say hello to him. I'm Jimmy. Thank you all for coming.
Jimmy,
why
thank
is there
you.
So many microphones here?
It's odd.
That is a little weird.
Yeah.
Planning?
Yes, sir.
Related to Big Papa Joe. Rest in power.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I like to hear Papa Joe. Not
absolutely. Absolutely.
The one St. Patrick's Day, you guys brought the bus. So I met the whole.
The Leprechaun Express.
Planned. It was like meeting the royal family.
whoa, with the royal family stuff. You know, my mom may appreciate that, but that's a little crazy. Anyway, everything's okay. You guys are enjoying it.
Excellent
yourselves.
As usual.
The food is. This is my first time here.
Yeah. So we're here with the Dan Le Batard Show, our podcast called Mystery Crate. And so Jessica is new to our show.
So she's never been to Flanagan's before.
So, okay,
so we decided to document the experiment.
Chicago.
She's from, she was in New York.
Parts unknown.
And originally from Chicago.
Also family in Pittsburgh, you know.
Let's not get into that
New
right
York,
now.
But welcome.
Thank
welcome
you.
To Miami,
I appreciate
along with
it.
Else from New York.
Yeah, but you're welcome.
Everybody. Anyway, enjoy you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Good luck on the show, okay?
Thank you. I'm really glad you just met one of your childhood icons' sons. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. He doesn't remember me. I'm sure
gotcha.
All the time.
I think I was in a fantasy football league with him.
Would you meet Frank?
It's uncertain as to... Yeah, thank you. I'm sure that one's picking it up. So I was in a fantasy football league, and I competed against Flanagan's. And I think Jimmy was the one running it, but
wow.
I'm not 100% sure. And Will Mansell was in the league, too.
Wow.
He thinks my name is Chris.
Wow.
I also replaced Lucy Lopez in said
what?
League because she didn't draft in time. And the team was drafted for Lucy Lopez. It was like, no, it was a literally Miami run league.
Literally that, Miami.
Yeah, David is the one that runs that. Remember, he showed up with the cafecito inside the bulletproof case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It does
oh,
cinnamon
he had
twist
the great
on the cafecito.
Yeah. Billy, I'm confused. You were in a fantasy league with Jimmy Flanagan, but you've never had a rock and rib roll before.
I'm not very adventurous. I don't know what to tell you.
Interesting.
Rock and rib rolls are quality, by the way.
Thank you. Ooh. Billy, your thoughts on rock and rib rolls? Are they rocking?
I can do without the onions.
Okay.
So, I have this...
half a potato, by the way.
Yeah,
it is half a potato, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Binging on food, and I have to go play soccer after this.
Ah, don't worry about that.
I'm going to be functionally useless at this game tonight.
You have to play soccer?
Yeah. I'm committed.
I like that. Committed to the game, though.
Do you have a team name?
No. So it's the Inter Miami staff game.
Ah.
I've got to, you know, like you've got to have someone to make up the numbers, you know. Like if one person drops off, that's a domino effect that it's very difficult to recover from.
What team is Bex on?
So Bex has not yet showed up.
Oh, wow.
Damn it!
It'd be hilarious if he showed up tonight.
Yeah.
While you were
right.
And you were shite,
and you throw up rib roll all over him.
I mean, that's poor leadership, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, it is.
It's his team. He didn't show up to these, you know, staff things.
They're actually, yeah.
But like, I think the idea is for it to be a fair game, and if Bex showed up and started playing...
Nah.
Play left-handed. Play left-handed.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
I mean...
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Even towards the end, he won an MLS Cup.
Ah.
Yeah, but...
Nah.
Come on.
Penalty. An MLS Cup final.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Billy.
I mean, a lesser cup, you know. No offense.
It's a good cup, but lesser.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's not a Flanagan's cup. That's
are you going to take that home?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking this home. You're crazy.
I want one of those cups. Where did you get that?
Just tell them to bring you three cups. They'll bring you three cups. Now, those will be in your house forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be good to like, clean my dog with.
How dare
excuse
you?
How
dare you?
No.
It's like a holy grail.
It's one of the top five multi-purpose options. Washing babies.
Yes.
Dogs. Cars. Yourself?
Yeah.
Don't tell Whitty I keep dropping food on his computer.
I'm trying so hard to get my bone to look like Roy's, and I suck, and I suck, and I suck, and it just doesn't happen for me.
Roy is the king for a reason. Billy just got, like, food all over Whitty's computer. Like, he's eating over Whitty's laptop, and food is just coming out of his mouth onto the computer.
I didn't choose this position.
I like it, Billy.
Thank
alpha
you, Tony.
Move.
Thank you, Tony.
You come in, take my seat, do your thing.
Then I can't drop food on Woody's computer if I take your seat.
Yeah.
Want another rock.
What else should I have? I had a mild wing. Are those hot wings by you, Woody?
These are hot wings.
Oh, okay. I had the hot one. I'll try a mild one. Do you have any blue cheese? I'm a blue cheese person.
I think that one's blue cheese.
Okay.
The one with the clumps.
Yeah. Not a big blue cheese guy.
No, I'm a ranch.
No,
I'm
none
ranch
of you guy. Are blue cheese people, but
no, I'm a ranch guy.
Is that a Midwestern thing?
I am a fan of cheese, but I don't know if that's just a Midwest
What's
thing.
What's your stance on the double dip? Certainly in a pandemic. I don't do it, but I had to stop myself.
Yeah, no double dip.
Well,
you were close?
I was about to do
well,
it until you mentioned
it. To the end that I don't
yes,
bite.
Yes.
But it's also an end that I've been holding with my hand, so...
Mike, we're family here. You do it. Double dip. Double dip.
We are family.
We're family. Come on.
I mean, realistically, we're in a 5x5 foot room every day, like, breathing on each other.
What's ever happened as a result of double dipping? Do you think disease has been spread through double dipping?
Yeah.
I'm not. Nah.
I'm fully immunized.
So.
Yeah, I'm immunized.
Give a little dip to the ranch. Do you not like the ranch?
Well, I don't want to double dip, so I'll pour it out. This has become my plate.
Again, we're amongst family. You can just double dip. Come on. Did you not talk to Jimmy?
That's not Flanagan.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Jimmy just said it.
Take a bite and then pour it into your mouth.
Pretty sure you're gonna like the way you look.
Yes.
Do you guarantee it though? The ranch is really
quality
good.
Ranch.
Is that regular Hidden Valley or is that special ranch?
That is Flanagan's secret sauce. The ranch.
Huh.
By the way,
I need a little palate cleanser. Carrot.
Look at us.
Oh no, people have been looking at us since we took the microphones off.
Oh,
I'm glad my back is to them.
Ask what the fuck was going on.
You think they know that that's Jimmy?
I don't know.
Do you think Jimmy is just like in a cave waiting for like something to happen, and then he just emerges like, wow, there's people here. Because I can't imagine Jimmy Flanagan just making a willy nilly appearance.
I think someone told Jimmy.
Tipped him off.
Biggest sports podcast in America, Mystery Grape, is coming to Flanagan's, and it's important that you be there, given you're related to Papa Joe.
I just realized I've been chewing into the mic for the last like half hour.
People are about to hate. Oh.
Wow. Now people are going to stare at us.
What's the opposite of ASMR?
RMSA.
Because people are going to be set off by this. This is going to be the grossest episode in podcast.
And you know what? I don't care.
I'm concerned.
Yeah. Attaboy, Mike.
I hope I captured that.
What's the opposite of asthma?
You ever seen like Food Network where they're getting B-roll of the restaurant?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I think the people that are in this restaurant are thinking, we're going to be B-roll.
Well, they have to sign releases, usually. They have to sign releases, usually.
Really?
Yeah. To be on Food Network.
Do you have to sign a release to be on YouTube?
I mean...
Don't worry about that.
We're only getting ourselves in the shot.
Again,
so
it's all family here. You know?
Jimmy Flanagan gave us his blessing.
Exactly.
So.
Do you want ketchup?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
I just made this my plate, so ketchup. There we go.
Let's just
dump it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Alexa, ketchup fart.
Wonderful.
Alexa, give me a pooey fart.
I think the first Flanagan's is in, like, up north. Like, it's in Fort Lauderdale or something. I don't know what the first Flanagan's is. You know what? We should have asked Jimmy.
The ribs are definitely the centerpiece. Like, the wings are really good.
It's the crown jewel of Flanagan's.
The appetizers are all great, but the ribs are the crown jewel for sure.
Joe's meal deal. Ooh, we got to get you a Caesar salad. With no croutons.
Caesar salads are banging.
Part of the Joe's meal deal.
With the garlic rolls, too, that are phenomenal.
The meal deal.
The meal deal.
Did anybody weigh themselves before they left the house?
I didn't even look at the scale today.
Because I did.
Really?
Yeah. Just as a nice little experiment. I weighed in at 219 before I left.
Attaboy.
I will report back at the end of the evening.
Yeah. In the group chat. We'll get
but
a report.
Before you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Not to make it gross.
Can you believe that this is only hour one of seven consecutive hours here at Flanagan's for us? Starting to slow down, Tony.
Got to push through, Mike. I see you there. You
but
got
these aren't
four
human
bones.
Ribs.
They're looking good, though.
Well, also, I'm not perched upon a seat. I'm just kind of like moving and grooving.
I like
the moving and grooving.
Eating, standing up, doing a lot of stuff with one hand. There's a fatigue.
Like Jimmy.
I usually do that when I'm here anyways. At the Westchester location, I basically see
Thanks
families.
Thanks for coming.
I ask how
Thanks for coming.
Hey, how's it going? How many in your party? Great, I know a guy.
Let me talk. As for me, my name is Mike. I'll be here all night.
I'll be there next to Slickback and Andy Cap. Those are the regs over there. Andy Cap.
There are regs here that you recognize?
Not
his home location.
Slickback will be here occasionally. Sex Machine too, but really like the hardcore regs are at the Westchester location, and you'll see them occasionally out and about. This one's like the most sceney of the Flanagan's location.
Really? What does that mean?
You know, not necessarily tourists, but not your... It's not Kendall.
No.
It's not Westchester.
Okay.
It's not the Lifers. The main bar, Billy.
Oh.
The main bar, there's another... This is a very large Flanagan's.
Why do they only have four parking spots? Yeah.
It's in demand.
I've never seen Mike this happy before, and I feel like we're about to see like a different side of Mike now as the food hits the upper intestine.
My cheeks are getting heavy. I feel...
Which ones?
All my lips are dripping.
No.
All my lips are dripping, and all my cheeks feel heavy. Flanagan's. and that's your advert. Yeah.
Jimmy Flanagan's going to put that in the next commercial.
Roy, I'll give you copy. All my lips are dripping and all my cheeks are heavy. Flanagan's. Ooh, daddy got all my drips. My trips. You got all my drips slipping.
So is this the type of place you go to, like, watch a sporting event? Or do
oh,
you,
yeah.
Okay.
A sporting event that you don't necessarily...
That you want to drink to.
Yeah, that you want to drink to. Like, not to invest it. If it's a random Monday night football game...
Like RB Leipzig, Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, it's something that you glance at because the experience at sitting at the bar... When you sit at the bar at Flanagan's, like I said, the old adage, when you're here, your family, you get too sucked into the conversation out here. They're characters.
The game is secondary.
Yeah, the game doesn't even matter. When I'm here, I barely like sports.
Yes.
It's just all about the camaraderie of saddling up to that bar, looking at a map of Florida fisheries.
Yes.
I have to say, I love the table has all of these. I love maps. It has maps. It has all these details about the intercoastal waterway.
I learned about driving the boats through the Keys by living at Flanagan's, essentially.
Yep. Wow.
I actually believe that.
Yeah. It is, Woody.
I 100% believe it. This map, this
Let me see. Where are we right now? I'll take us home from right here. Oh, we're at Mud Point? Are you kidding me? I'll take us home in 10 minutes.
If you read that tabletop over there, you automatically become scuba certified.
Exactly.
I do like the fish tank. There's a fish tank behind us. It's huge. There's a door. I didn't want to mention it. There is a very lifeless fish behind
Tony.
He's
seen better days.
We're going to let them know.
I'm just going to pretend that it lived a long, wonderful life.
I'm not throwing stones. Anytime I got a pet fish, it was inside of 72 hours. I think the fish can still rally. I've seen people in way worse condition at the Westchester plant.
That fish passed concussion protocol. It's fine. Yeah.
Not speaking from experience, right?
There was one time I saw a sex machine after St. Paddy's Day, and he looked way worse than that.
Jess, we might have to come back to Flanny's for St. Paddy's Day because they throw a bash here.
I love that. Was on my top five best holidays list.
No.
So Flanagan's on St. Paddy's Day, they take a bus. Well, the Flanagan family and the brass of Flanagan's, they take a bus tour.
The Leprechaun Express.
Yeah, the Leprechaun Express.
What?
And they go through all, like, the major flagship bars, and they just, like, do a pub crawl at their locations. And every time they show up at a bar, they toss beads and gold coins and gift cards. And it is really magical. It does feel like South Florida's royal family.
Wow.
No, it really does. No, it's 100% true.
So
it's a major event.
When did Papa Flanagan pass away?
I have a Google it, but it was...
No, it's got to be longer than that.
No, I think it was around 8 years ago. It was weird because there was a delay in the obit. I guess they didn't want me showing up to a funeral or something like that.
Because they're famous.
I would have.
They're royalty, more than famous. When you reach royalty, is that more than famous?
I would say royalty is more famous than just famous.
You know, this is a publicly traded company.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't we have a spike in there right when we talked about?
You watch the stock after this release.
Are you Big holding? Are you holding?
Big Daddy Liquors. I always I like to show up in any Flanagan's location and be like, I'm kind of an owner. Yeah. Kind of an owner. You should. Honestly, with the happy hour deals that they have here, I don't need any additional discounts.
Best happy hour in town.
I've been sitting on gift cards and gold coins for years. Years, because I can't rationalize using them because of the happy hour prices here.
Forget the coins.
What are the coins?
Oh, the coins. Mike, tell them about the coins.
The coins are just like a doubloon.
Okay.
With Papa Joe's face on them.
I thought you were saving them in case there's a Great Depression.
Yeah, well.
And they're a valuable commodity.
Right, they are.
And they're real gold.
There can't be Jimmy's by birth, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a Jimmy somewhere by birth. I think Jimmy Butler is Jimmy.
I had a cousin Jimmy, but we called him Frankie.
Wait, what?
He was a Jimmy, but we called him Frankie.
Wait a second. He's a Jimmy by birth that you called Frankie.
Yes. And then his brother was also Jimmy, but he was like Big Jimmy, I think. You know what I think we should do? I think we should, whoever's editing this, we'll do a production meeting right now, mid-meal. Whoever's editing this, we'll pick out the best parts. We'll split it into fours. I'll do a quarter. We'll pick out the best fours and then have a narrator be like, and then the food came. And then, like, you know, we'll do it in parts.
We'll do like a narrative style.
Yes, like we'll do it like a serial episode.
Yeah.
We'll do music. We'll do everything.
We could do like Oklahoma. I'm not ashamed to say I just had an entire rack of ribs.
I'm very proud.
With one hand.
That snuck up on us quickly.
Yeah, there's actually another three racks pasted together. So we need to...
That is the biggest rack of ribs I've ever seen.
There's 40 ribs.
I'm gonna count how many there
are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 bones.
What animal has 17 ribs?
What has 17 ribs?
He just asked me if I wanted more beer.
With a full glass.
Yeah, Victor. The service here is impeccable.
I'm telling you, taking care of us.
Wait, can we all look at Whitty at the other table getting more food?
He's getting fries, though. Heady play on his part.
Who's he talking to? Bring some extras over.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking to Billy's wife.
No, he's talking to Billy's baby.
Yeah, but Billy, take a see what's going on over there. Your child, too. Is your child's over there. Notice he didn't bring fries for the rest of us. He only brought fries for himself.
That is interesting.
That's a selfish teammate right there.
Have we successfully come to Flanagan's and avoided all gluten?
Oh, I am...
You were killing it, right?
I'm speechless.
You're speechless. I can tell.
This has been great. I ate so many ribs and so many wings.
Mm.
And the potato skins are excellent.
Yep.
Washing it all down with a carrot right now that people can probably hear me chew.
Interesting.
Dude, washing it down with a carrot. Like a little light thing at the end.
What's
I could
up,
probably
Doc?
Keep eating. I had some fries. I might have some more tortilla chips.
Okay.
I might have a few more wings. Might have a couple more ribs.
You tried the garlic ones?
I have not tried the garlic
you
ones
gotta,
yet.
They hit. You got to get one. Oh my, is there a dessert person? Have you ever heard of the bonsai brownie? Dear Lord. The bonsai brownie might be the greatest dessert of all time.
It's bittersweet when you ask for the check because your time at Flanagan's has come
concluded.
To an end.
Yeah.
Or so you think. Because then...
Until they bring the card
sure,
around.
Would you like to see the dessert menu? And there is pomp and circumstance with that, Jess.
Yep.
It is a massive menu.
It's not just a regular menu. They bring it to the table. It's like a flat screen TV. It's like this big.
What?
And it's got a bunch of different items on it. Okay. Bonsai brownie. There's a nice dessert martini, I think. Coffee martini.
That.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. Oh, that sounds great.
Dessert martini. Dessert martini. Wait till he brings it out. You'll see it.
Little nightcap.
Yeah.
Little nightcap.
Yep.
Garlic wings are great.
No, that's not a lie. I'm telling you the truth.
He's like the janitor's gross. Tall tales.
What tall tale am I telling? What tall tale am I telling? That the bonsai brownie is not the greatest dessert of all time?
I think I'm going to be smelling tonight on my fingers for quite a while.
I said it's big as a TV
barbecue
screen.
Barbecue sauce in my
not
nails.
Not that it's an actual TV screen.
Right. There's so much.
It's actually like a cardboard paper. I mean, there's no tall tale.
You profess to learn how to boat from a Flanagan's table.
No, I said I know how to get home from a Flanagan's table because I've been to so many.
I have a photographic memory.
Like I said, let's see where we are here.
Lower Matacumbe? Is Lower Matacumbe? Are we Lower Matacumbe?
Take a look. Oh, we're Mangrove Key, Mud Key.
All right.
South Keys.
We're not too far from Deer Key.
At all.
Maybe a little pit stop at Elliott?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. Elliott Key for sure.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's how we get down. Exactly. You can almost run that straight up the coast, get to the beach, government cut. You run the boat aground, okay, into the beach on 10th Street, walk to the Clevelander.
That's how we should get to work tomorrow.
I'm saying. They might have to do that in 20 years, but whatever.
I ain't leaving.
That's also true. It's like Venice.
If we're underwater in 20 years, I'm staying. I don't care if I got to put on...
Built it on stilts.
Washes.
Yeah, stilts.
I'll still commute 40 minutes, and 20 years from now when we're all underwater, they'll still be doing construction on the Palmetto.
Exactly.
You'll have waterfront property.
Turn in the car, get a boat, drive the boat to work.
You know why I'm not leaving? They don't got Flanagan's anywhere else.
That's true.
Just in South Florida.
You know, when I went on my honeymoon in Thailand, they have these things called these really long boats. And what they did is they took a car motor and then made a really long pole with a propeller at the end. No, this is true. I don't know. I don't remember what they're called, but they're like a boat, like a wooden boat, very thin, like a canoe. But they have like a 20-foot long pole at the end with a propeller. And they have like a Mack truck engine that they turn on. And it's like... What's the 20% that's not?
I don't know about a Mack truck engine.
I mean, maybe a Chevy Tahoe engine. It's Isuzu.
Did you see that the Zodiac Killer was leaving Amazon reviews on like Ted Bundy documentaries?
I saw that.
That he's like, Ted Bundy is overrated.
That's how they caught him.
That was fascinating.
That's how they got him.
I mean...
Well, they got him, though. They got him.
You can't...
They got the Zodiac Killer.
You can't say you got somebody if they if they live their entire life, pass on.
But we ended up getting them.
No.
Collectively, we all got them.
No, there are.
Robert Downey Jr. was.
There are no detectives.
Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Thank you. Robert Downey Jr. got
them. There's an office in some precinct where there's detectives celebrating the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah.
After he died.
I think so.
He died like 15 years ago.
They're really old, though, the detectives are.
It's a cold case now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't say anything about Burbank.
Roy made a bad pun.
You did?
I'm both sad and happy that Chris Cody didn't make it out.
I feel like he would have done some damage here.
Chris Cody would have left us and he would have been sad. He may actually be at the bar.
Yeah.
What day is it?
I think I see him. He's wearing that turquoise the boat shirt.
He's supposed to have the Davy one.
Ah, the Davy one.
I feel like we did some serious damage here. There's a lot less food left than
I'm telling you, there's
there
a 17 ribs.
Other than that giant slab of ribs.
Woody, you got to have one. Did you eat any ribs? Witty, I see two ribs there.
This entire plate is filled with my discards of ribs.
I see a full potato there, too. You skipped it.
Potato skin?
Get a bite of the potato skin.
I
just
have to burp so bad.
It's a bite.
Jess,
yeah?
Can I ask you some Flanagan-centric questions now that we're coming to the end of our meal here?
I like that.
Obviously, the way that you walked in, it was a lot. Like, very quickly, they sat down all the food, so I'm not sure how much you got to enjoy the aesthetic of the place, but one thing about Flanagan's that's instantly recognizable is the Flanagan's green.
Yep.
There's a lot of green. There's green lights. Obviously, a nautical theme. From an aesthetic point of view, what grade would you give Flanagan's?
Well, judging first by the fact that they have their Christmas decorations up already, I would give it an A+.
Wow.
But the nautical theme, all the fish pictures on the wall, the table, like we mentioned, with the map.
Yep.
Give it an A++.
Okay. Two pluses.
We all know Victor was on top of it, and we also met son of Papa Joe, Jimmy Flanagan,
wow.
Which is...
royalty.
You're going to tell your friends about that
one. You should have taken a picture with him.
Yeah, I understand you don't get it right now because it was just some random guy that introduced himself, and I remember I was like Jimmy Flanagan, and I had no idea he was going to be here, but I recognized him from before. So that is an A+ service standpoint. When he checks on the food to see how it was, that's an easy A+. They gave you gluten-free options, which, given your diet and how restrictive it is, they cared. So, again,
nailed
lends
it.
Itself to an A+. I realize that I'm giving grades on your behalf now.
You're kind of leading me into the answer, but I will say...
Leading
the witness.
Flanagan's right now?
Leading
I will
the
say the service... The service was also an A+. Jimmy Flanagan, obviously the highlight.
I don't know.
I knew we were coming, and I skipped lunch because I knew this day would come.
Yes.
And I was kind of hoping there wouldn't be beer, but then when I saw the beer, I was delighted because draft beer out of this glass, Tony, you know,
when
it hits
frosted?
Different.
Oh, God.
It just hits different.
Yeah, I saw like the glaze of frost on my beer.
Love that.
That's the sign of a good beer.
While you were doing that, we just had some asthma with Jess. Yeah. Mm. I think that's a good way to close this episode of Mystery Crate is Jess biting in.
Oh, welcome
in.
To Mystery Crate, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Okay,
yes.
So it's not a sign-off because we still need the dessert, but is this the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, we still have another 40 minutes or so.
All right, for the second segment of Mystery Crate, Jess will bite into every piece of gluten-free food.
Wow.
Just into the microphone, we'll all
you
say
want some
silent.
Celery?
All right, first up, a tortilla chip with fish dip.
Yum. That's good stuff.
That is great stuff.
Quality.
Next up,
a carrot.
A carrot stick.
Except for Jess's.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you want to do that, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to...
Give me a mic check.
This is Mike at the Flanagan's Coconut Grove location. I just met Jimmy Flanagan's.
All right, here we go.
Oh!
Door closed behind you at the same time. So... No, Jimmy...
Oh, my God.
What do we want to ask Jimmy?
I'm frozen.
We gotta get a picture with him.
I have a picture with him already.
Another one.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let me. I have a microphone. Oh, where's Hildy? Billy, ask him for a photo.
I'll do it.
All right, Whitty's gonna do
Whitty's
it.
Going.
I legitimately got stage fright. Get Jimmy.
Whitty's
oh,
going.
He's
oh
running away.
Whitty,
track him down. Is he going to the touchdowns? He's checking in with the. Oh, boy.
He's
the body.
Jen.
He's getting boxed
Whitty.
Out.
Oh, crossed arms.
He's getting boxed out.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh, he
Why
just.
Are we all so shy?
He just breached it.
He said, "Of course, right?"
Did he's
he
walking say, of over. Course? He's walking over.
He turned around. Yeah,
I love
Victor,
the fishing
shirt.
By the
service
great fishing
here,
shirt.
Impeccable. Oh my God, Jimmy Flanagan's walking over. My second.
Who's taking the picture?
Not me. I don't let me touch any phones because you'll never
Johnny,
get this
Johnny?
Off.
Johnny, take the picture. Can Johnny take the picture?
Well, don't we have a camera anymore? Right there?
Oh, which camera? Oh, this way?
Tan.
Oh, Jimmy.
Well, I'm the new one, but we're all on the show.
Yeah. We're all the same. We're all,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
All it's all family, Jimmy.
Yeah.
We're all family.
You want to get a microphone over there?
For the job?
Yes, I moved down here for the Dan Le Batard show.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Interesting. You know, we've been getting a lot of traffic from New York, and we love
I've heard,
it.
Yes.
Absolutely, but you don't come with $1 billion in a hedge fund, but we'll still take
no,
you.
I
not
don't.
Yet.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But that's that Big next. Daddy Liquor's price
We're gonna have
to the moon.
We're
going
to have to raise the prices. You come down here with $1 billion, I got all kinds of ribs for you.
Yeah?
Stock,
are there franchise we'll options available?
We could work that out. You know.
Look, there's a market inefficiency in Tampa I think we can exploit.
Let's work through that.
I need
Let's
a second place that. To go to in that shithole of a town.
No, I don't want to go there. That's not a shithole.
No, I don't. I literally don't want to go there. It's really, no. Burns is there and the Super Bowl champs. And it's just a hockey rivalry thing that I got going on. It's all banter. I've actually been to Tampa more than any other U.S. city.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
That sounds like fun.
I was in Tampa last week. I saw the Stones there. I saw a couple green cups, too, in the tailgate. Can't lie.
Really?
Yeah. There was a lot of South Florida people that made the commute up there. When Mick asks, is anybody from Miami? Huge roar. Yeah.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
Oh, I'm by the Kendall location, but the Westchester location is probably my watering hole.
I'm on my way there right now.
Yeah, the Westchester. Say hello to Slickback for me.
Do you do the rounds at all the locations?
I do. I don't have a set schedule, but wherever there's trouble, you'll see.
Oh, there is trouble at the Westchester one.
Here we are.
Pinecrest has some trouble.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You know the regulars at the Westchester?
Some of them.
You know Slickback, right?
I stay away from some of those guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are some regulars there. You're not one of the regulars.
No, not in this life.
No, we'll have to.
Made a lot of self-improvements in a past life.
Put you in for a new liver if you stay with Slickback.
No, it's about, you know. He knows. Yeah. How about, do you know Sex Machine? He has, like, the Lionel Richie haircut, but he also wears, like, the Brett Favre copper gloves.
No, I do not know. I've seen the Sex Machine guy, I can't say I know.
You'll know him if you see him.
No.
Next time you see him, tell him I said hi.
I will tell the Sex Machine
like,
that you said hello.
Yeah, just hi. Like hi.
Like with a wink or
like,
just a...
No, just like hi. He'll know. Yeah.
Well, I'll head out there. If I see the Sex Machine or Slickback, I'll tell him you said hello.
It's not the Sex Machine, it's just Sex Machine. I think the Sex Machine
being
is a Davey.
Being unnecessarily particular about this.
I don't think we have a problem with that. We'll leave it at...
Do you know Andy Capp?
I do know the name.
Yeah, Andy Capp, the guy that wears, like, the Peaky Blinders hat at the bar?
Oh, God. No. You spent too much time there, and I don't spend enough, apparently.
Is there a sitcom that's set at Flanagan's that we're unaware of?
At the Westchester one?
Peaky what?
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
No.
The Order of the Peaky Blinders. It's a Netflix show.
I'm going to look at it completely differently when I visit today.
A new world.
Peaky Blinder.
I've opened up your third eye. You're going to be looking at the Matrix. Basically now.
Well, welcome to Westchester, not just Miami.
Yeah. Westchester, that's a different Mystery Crate episode. We're going to take you to Bird Bowl and then wash it down with a Flanagan. Yeah.
There you go.
Bird Bowl. Well, the food was excellent, so thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and go out to Westchester and see if you can find Peekaboo Boy.
Yeah, Peekaboo Boy. That's actually good. It's close enough.
Have a great night. All right.
Thank you very much. We're going to have such a great time in Westchester. Thank you, Mr. Flanagan. Wow, that was amazing.
Touched you.
So, plotting out our
Mike
field trip to Westchester,
back.
We're going to go to Tropical Park. We're going to run on top of the hill, which
yes,
I believe
good workout.
Is... Yeah.
Still there.
In terms of above sea level.
Highest point
in
Miami.
In Miami.
And at least registered Kendall.
By property there.
Mm.
No?
I mean, Westchester's blowing up from
it
a real
is,
estate.
Really
that's a different Mystery Crate episode.
That's...
But... We'll go to Bird Bowl.
It's a real estate episode.
Maybe go by Fit Kids summer camp.
I had a bad summer at Fit Kids.
Were you? No.
Like, I had a bad...
You were a counselor at Fit Kids?
No, I was a camper at Fit Kids.
I was probably your counselor.
God, it was sad. It was a sad place.
Yeah.
The racketball courts were just
Do you know
Lord
that I was
flies.
An amazing racketball player when I was a counselor there just because I would play every day? Oh, my God. You were probably one of my kids.
I probably was.
Wow.
Fit Kids, I would say like oath to...
If you say oath...
Like
I was your counselor.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Mike Ryan.
Look at that.
Fit Kids. Sad place.
So Fit Kids was his camp for...
For not fit kids.
For heavier set kids.
I was chunkier back in the day.
Yeah, it was...
I wasn't the Adonis.
It was like a heavyweights camp. And I was...
And he was basically Ben Stiller.
Nah, I wasn't Ben Stiller.
He was close.
Nobody there was Ben Stiller. It was loosey-goosey over at Fit Kids. Basically, the only people that would exercise at Fit Kids were the counselors while we were playing racquetball.
It's a real rag-to-riches story, really.
Well, I'm not sure I'm following, but...
Okay.
No,
do you want me to break it down again?
I have some news.
Fat Kids.
Whoa.
Fit...
I have some news for the table.
Okay.
Apparently, there's dessert coming.
No.
If there's a bonsai brownie, I'm going to lose my shit.
We can't
shit.
Do a bonsai brownie.
I'm going to lose
my shit. I'm going to lose my shit quite literally.
Okay, do you want me to explain to you what a bonsai brownie is, or do you want to see it?
I'll wait and see it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Did they bring out the flat screen TV with the menu?
No, they didn't, unfortunately.
I think they brought it to Hildy, and I think Hildy...
Oh, where is Hildy? Yeah.
Aw, Hildy.
I think she's around here somewhere.
No, I don't think Hildy's here.
In the meantime...
Grab another carrot.
Man, Jimmy Flanagan has the life.
I know, he just drives around from...
Flanagan's...
Guy's wearing a boat shirt, like he's hanging out.
That is.
Probably came back from the boat this morning.
Yeah.
Probably went out early.
Do you think he lives in Tampa? He probably has a home there. He took it...
He took it seriously.
He didn't like that joke. He didn't like the shithole comment. But I had to explain to him, you know,
it's a shithole.
Hockey rivalry, yeah.
It means rawr.
Yeah. It literally means rawr.
I got to be careful with that Tampa thing. I go there way too often.
He's got an ankle brace on. I wonder why.
He's got it. Who?
Jimmy Flanagan had an ankle brace on his right ankle.
Oh, an ankle brace.
An ankle brace, yeah. Not a bracelet.
Oh. Okay.
Just a brace.
Oh, nah. That's a bad mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
An ankle brace.
Wonder why.
Well, a lot of the people at the Westchester one have like an ankle monitor, which is a totally different piece of jewelry.
Yes. You can always tell because the sock is so much bigger at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And they try to conceal it, but they can't.
He wears like the loose-fitting boot cut.
Yeah.
I know. You know. You see, in Westchester, if you see boot cut jeans, that person's on parole.
Yes, because if not, they are skin tight.
Yeah.
How do we want to wrap this?
We got to... No, we're not stopping until somebody eats this entire rack of ribs.
I mean, that's ludicrous.
That was Mr. McKay, everybody. Good night.
Ah, good night.
Roy, that's not...
I don't know.
No.
What if you're listening to this in the morning?
Good afternoon, good morning.
Good evening.
Good day.
Good day.
I said good day.
Roy, what monster truck do you want to win this monster? Adventure.
I'm going to pack up and leave, so.
Okay.
Again, I have soccer in 40 minutes. I'm covered in wing sauce.
Oh, boy.
Man, it'd be unfortunate if today's the day Beck's show. Yeah,
it
wouldn't be good for you.
You're going to, yeah. Do you have a beer, too?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. No, just the one.
A real 2004 Boston Red Sox situation going on here. You know what I mean?
Beer.
Yeah. That was in 2004. What year was that?
No, it was like 06. It was like 06, wasn't it?
It was post.
All right, we got to look it up now.
07, I'd say. Beckett was there in that party.
Oh. Okay.
Dice came up to Zucker, or was that too late?
No, he was leading the pack.
He was leading the pack.
Yeah.
They ate the most chicken there.
Yeah, Dice K was the one. People said it was John Lackey, but it was Dice K. Everybody knows. Yeah, if you know, you know.
Right.
Are you looking it up, Woody? You'll find it.
Yeah. It was the 2011 Red Sox.
There you go.
Bro, of course we're taking it home. Bro.
Dice K on there?
Yes.
See, there you go. Dice K was on it in 2011.
You knew.
That's your guy.
Two racks of bro. I'm taking a whole record.
All right, starting lineup. Jared Saltalamacchia. Adrian Gonzalez. Dustin Pedroia. Marco Scudero. I'm very excited for the next one.
I believe it's Scutara.
Is it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from the pronunciation of MVP baseball.
Huh. Kevin Euclis.
The Greek god of walks.
The Greek god of walks.
Yeah.
Carl Crawford.
Damn,
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Jacoby Juice.
JD Drew.
Drew. Wow.
David Ortiz.
Big Poppy.
Starting rotation. Josh Beckett.
Bex.
John Lester.
John Lester. I forgot he was on the team.
Lester.
John Lackey.
Lacks.
Can't go over the first.
ERA of 6.41 that season. Tim Wakefield.
Best number ever.
Clay.
Forever. For a while.
R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey.
And
Charlie Huff.
Clay Buchholz.
He had electric
son. Yeah. Good shout.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew Miller. In the bullpen, closing Jonathan Papelbon.
I just got laughed at for saying that we were done recording.
Jimmy Flanagan, huh?
Whoa.
James
the
Flanagan.
King. I Flanagan.
I think, I think Mike left about 12 questions on the table for Jimmy Flanagan. I've never seen you give a more in-depth interview.
Yeah, well, I kind of read the room after my Tampa dig. I don't think he was feeling it.
Like that. Yeah. That one. Mike, I do have to ask you something. You told us you weighed yourself pre-Flanagan's and then post-Flanagan's. I don't know if that was supposed to be for air or not, but I think we should share that with the people.
Hey, we're family, right?
You have to say
we're
all
family.
The numbers.
We're family.
What was the difference?
So I, as a little experiment, I decided to weigh myself before this trip to Flanagan's, and as you've heard now, the mountains upon mountains
so
of
much
food, way too much food, also a few beers, and I weighed 219 pounds when I left my house. When I returned, I weighed 224 pounds.
A quick five ski.
Quick five on Wednesday. Yeah. On a wing at Wednesday.
You know, I still have wings from that night. They packed
in your fridge?
Yes,
in
my fridge. They packed me 60 wings. And I had wings for like 2 days, and I still have wings at my house.
We had
hot.
So much. How many racks of ribs did we order?
The ribs
didn't make it out.
Yeah, they didn't.
Like four full racks of ribs, weren't they?
But they're not even full racks. They're like double racks.
Right,
like
17
ribs.
I counted. It was 17 ribs and the one they gave you. And then it was gone by the time
we
left.
It's like a yard of ribs.
Yeah, there were like three pigs there. That's how many ribs
we
had.
But the wings were sent out, I would say, in plates of 30.
Yeah.
So, and Jesus. I think there were three full plates.
90 wings.
Honestly, it's kind of just a blur. Like, the amount of meat that we ate so quickly.
Yeah,
it was,
I left hazy.
Coma.
Yeah, I left hazy.
Oh yeah, brain fog.
Yeah,
coma.
Brain fog.
Did you drive home, Mike?
No. I think that's what you were trying to do. You're trying to get me, bro, and I don't like it.
No, I didn't try to get you, bro.
Trying to get me, bro.
No, bro. I drove home, but
bro,
it wasn't that. It was the meat haze. Is
the
what
meat
I was talking
haze.
About.
Yeah, it's no, yeah, it doesn't.
You're a meat trunk.
Yeah,
surprisingly good at soccer that night.
Yeah.
Woody,
I held my own.
You know, one of the best games I've ever had
good?
Was after Aguadiente and Colombia winning in the World Cup.
Wow.
I was
that's
in Brickell for a happy
dangerous
hour.
Game. What is
there,
wrong with you?
I ran in there and I was electric because the body was like very limber. I felt
to be fair, Woody, you had a lot of protein, so I'm sure that helped fuel you in your soccer game. Sometimes I think when you're doing an athletic endeavor, you eat beforehand. If you eat so much that you hit that like plateau, you actually have a more of a burst of energy that if you don't make it all the way to the plateau and then you just crash.
I don't think that any dietitian would recommend a full plate of rockin' rib rolls.
They were so rockin' though.
An athletic endeavor.
A lot of carbs.
I disagree.
And we had the potatoes there as well, so you didn't really get into
that. Whose voice was that? Is that Lewis?
That's Lewis. That's Short King Lewis.
Bro.
That's nice.
Wow!
You were the one that told me.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I told
you,
not the entire like world, bro. I was like poking you, like, yo, I'm short. And then Jessica looks.
I looked at Tony yesterday. I go, should I put Lewis on my list? And Tony said, yes, that's hilarious. So I did.
And not 5'10".
For the record, Lewis, you were on the outside looking in. You weren't even on the list.
That's true.
Thank you. Honorable mention. I'll take it.
Honorable mention.
Yay! Outstanding.
One big happy flamily.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.